Monday to Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. on FMR.
Now, one thing is for certain, when entrepreneurs found businesses, they don't do it because they love contracts. But every business depends on a web of relationships with numerous suppliers and service providers and advisors and clients and business partners and employees and shareholders and other stakeholders. And all of this inevitably leads to a long and convoluted web of contracts. And depending on the size of a business, you may have hundreds or even thousands of active contracts in force at any time. And this has emerged as a major pain point for companies. Enter Norman Kretzmer, the founder and CEO of Contract Understanding. Norman, welcome. This is obviously where you've seen an opportunity. But first, why do companies struggle to have a comprehensive view of their active contracts? Is this due to inefficiencies in contract management systems, or are there other underlying issues here?
Good evening. So the reality is that most people or most businesses don't actually have sight of their contracts. That's the starting point. So a lot of work is done in negotiating and signing a contract. And once the contract is typically signed, it's filed away either physically in a filing cabinet to gather dust, or it's digitally scanned and stored somewhere. But no one really has sight of these contracts, and even more so what's actually contained in them.
And ultimately, I mean, when it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and that can be detrimental if it's a key advertising contract, for example. You need to renew that, or a sponsorship. What are the specific consequences that arise from missing contract renewal or negotiation deadlines?
They can be enormous. So what type of things happen is many contracts, for example, automatically renew, and they don't automatically renew just for a month at a time. They often automatically renew for a year or two at a time. And if the company didn't actually need to renew that contract, they're suddenly now stuck in a contract that has renewed for a year or more and paying those fees which they didn't need, services they don't need. Or it can be escalations that have been missed if you're on the other side of it. So maybe you're the landlord, and you're entitled to some escalations, you miss the escalation and you don't charge it onto the tenant. So the ramifications can be huge.
Yeah, or you incur penalties or miss out on benefits due to that oversight in contract terms and conditions as well. When it comes to manual workflows, can you just elaborate on the specific manual tasks that companies often encounter in post-signature contract management? And how do these contribute to many of the inefficiencies and potential errors that we see in the process?
So for contracts to be managed, staff or the business needs to have sight of all this information. As you say, when are these escalations coming in? Are there options to renew? When do they have to be taken up? When are the terminations, renewals, etc.? And the people need to manage all of that information. So first of all, they have to have that information easily at hand. And then they've got to be monitoring it on a literally daily basis to ensure that they take advantage of whatever it is. And then they need to actually do what needs to be done. So if you're going to cancel the agreement, they've got to actually notify the other party in writing and make sure that they get a response back that the other party has received their cancellation and is responding accordingly. Notify the accounts department to not carry on making the payment. So that it's notifying people both internally and externally of what needs to happen.
Now, obviously, we're talking about a solution that you've brought to market here, but much of it is based on technology and cloud. What advancements in cloud-based tech have made it more accessible for companies to now more efficiently manage their post-signature contracts? And are there any notable success stories or case studies showcasing the benefits of adopting a kind of cloud-based solution to your contract management?
Sure. So what's really changed things dramatically is AI. And I know there's this whole big, what is AI? And what has made this whole thing possible is the AI extraction of information from the contracts. So what would have to happen before AI existed is people would have to manually extract data from the contracts and put it into some type of system for enable to, so that the alerts and the workflows could operate after that. And that, if you can imagine, if you've got hundreds and thousands of contracts, that's a very time-consuming process. It has to be kept up to date all the time. The amendments to the contracts, contracts are cancelled, contracts are revised, and so that's very, very time-consuming. And so what AI has enabled systems to do is to take these paper-based contracts, scan them up, and onto the cloud, as you were talking about, and extract the pertinent information automatically from the contract, and therefore start the process in a much easier and less time-consuming manner.
And I think if you think about applications, use cases for AI, this has got to be right up there, because algorithms are far better suited to trawling vast databases for similar or templatized contracts over the past decades and then agglomerating that information and making something useful out of it. You can build an if this then that kind of application based on this. What is the best way for companies to tap into this emerging technology? Would you say software as a service? Would you go out and buy an application? How should companies be thinking about implementing this?
Well, the easiest is on a software as a service basis, because you're not tied into anything. Yeah. And you can try it and see that it works for you. So, just punting contract understanding for a moment, there's a free trial. You can go and try it, upload some of your contracts and see what is extracted and see that there's actually value for you without it costing you anything, and sign up for a month or two and see that you actually get value out of the process.
So how should companies then measure their return on investment when implementing these kinds of solutions? What are the key performance indicators they should be tracking to evaluate the effectiveness of better contract management?
That they don't miss any of the obligations and benefits. It's really as simple as that. Because without these, it's almost like an insurance policy. And I'll give you something that actually happened to me in business. We were moving premises. We had a commercial fiber contract. We had paid the last mile. And it was quite an expensive monthly expense. And it was one of these contracts that renewed on a yearly basis. No one was alerted to when it was renewed. And we were moving premises, and the contract actually renewed, and we were going to essentially have to pay for 10 months of unused service. Fortunately, we managed to negotiate with the supplier, but that there was potentially 10 months of unused service, which would frankly have been a lot more than paying for any contract management system. Just missing one deadline.
Absolutely. Great example that. And I also think back to Imperial Crown Trading, missing its deadline to renew its mineral rights application, which runs into the many billions of rands in terms of contract mistakes. So there you have it. Norman Kretzmer, founder and CEO of Contract Understanding, navigating the labyrinth and how we can use AI and cloud to overcome contract management challenges here on Classic Business.
Jan from TE Tours. In March, I'm off to Egypt and Jordan once more.